Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, December 20th. The case involving the three men accused in the death of Owen Sound restaurant owner Sharif Rahman is being reported on in the UK media. BBC Scotland is reporting that Police Scotland said three men of the same ages of those arrested in connection to Sharif's case were arrested in Scotland, in Edinburgh and Dalkeith, on an international warrant. They say police in Scotland didn't name them. Bayshore News has reached out to Scottish Police for direct confirmation. OPP and Owen Sound Police declined to say when they announced the charges Wednesday exactly where the men were arrested, only that it was in the UK. Rahman died after an assault outside his restaurant in downtown Owen Sound in August of 2023. The town of Saugeen Shores says it has received notice that work on the planned Cedar Crescent Village on Port Elgin's waterfront is set to begin. They say they received notice today from a numbered company saying work will start January 3rd, 2025. The town says Cedar Crescent Village will feature retail and dining options along with some community spaces. Crime Stoppers of Grey Bruce will continue to operate now that its board has decided to restructure to alleviate some cost pressures. Chairperson Peter Reed warned this past summer the regional Crime Stoppers organization was at risk of shutting down because of a lack of funding and volunteers. Since then, they've raised $7,000 through donations. Reed says they plan to reduce their budget by almost half. One upcoming change is Crime Stoppers of Grey Bruce will rely on the National Anonymous Call Center service to handle phone calls, but web tips will continue to be processed by the local team.
The majority of tips now come online, not through the phone number. So it really won't make a difference to the majority of people calling in or coming online.
Bruce County Council received an update recently about the new Bruce County official plan, which includes comments gathered from consultations. Monica Morrison, manager of planning and development at Bruce County.
We've had a fair bit of dialogue with folks at the open houses we've hosted over email and through one-on-one virtual meetings. There have been several themes that have emerged, and we have been evaluating how those can be addressed in the new draft official plan.
Morrison says the planning team will continue their work in 2025, including work with Saugeen Ojibwe Nation to review how the draft is coming along in ways that are relevant to the community's interests. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh has said in a signed letter released today that his party will vote to bring down the Liberal minority government. He says no matter who is leading the party, the government's time is up. Singh says his party will put forward a clear motion on non-confidence in the next sitting. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau shuffled his cabinet this afternoon, even as an election could be coming sooner than later. Earlier this week, he named Dominic LeBlanc finance minister after Chrystia Freeland resigned from cabinet. Of note today, he named Nathaniel Erskine-Smith minister of housing, infrastructure and communities and David McGuinty minister of public safety. We're going to start gaining daylight this weekend. At 4:21 tomorrow morning, the winter solstice arrives, meaning the hours of daylight will start to increase. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 185 points to 24,599. The Dow Jones is up 498 points. Our dollar is trading at 69.6 US cents, up 11 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $69.50, up 12 cents a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs play on the road against Buffalo. The Leafs are going for their third straight win. The Sabres have lost 11 in a row. Owen Sound attack goaltender Carter George and the Canadian World Junior team are off today after beating Switzerland in a pre-tournament game yesterday. Tomorrow, the Canadians take on Sweden. More hockey in the Provincial Junior Hockey League. The Kincardine Bulldogs host the Hanover Barons, and the Mount Forest Patriots play at home against Walkerton. In the Ontario Elite Hockey League, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks and Durham Thundercats have home games tonight. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. About 2 centimeters of snow tonight, a light breeze minus 10, the wind chill minus 15 overnight. There is a risk of snow squalls along the Lake Huron shoreline. 5 centimeters of snow Saturday, minus 11, the wind chill near minus 18. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.